Good morning, family. First is Robin speaking.
Oh, hi. My name's Lisa Bozak. I'm a member in the caretaker. I'm on the waiver program. And my caretaker is complaining to me that she's not getting paid and she's ready to give her notice. And I don't know what's going on, so I thought I'd call.
Will you coordinate?
She's been here all week and every, you know, what?
Who's your coordinator?
I don't know.
You don't know. What's your last name?
She was Ballerina or something like that, but she wasn't really much help. I couldn't understand it.
Okay, what's your last name?
B-O-S-A-C-K.
I'm sorry, you said B-L-X?
B-L-S-A-C-K. And my first name is Lisa.
Okay. Yeah, Valeria is your coordinator. Give me 1 second. Let me see if I can transfer you over.
Oh, please don't transfer me. I can't. All right. Okay, you can transfer me.
Sammy First, immediately speaking, how may I help you?
Oh, hi. My name's Lisa Bozak. I'm on the waiver program, and I have a caretaker. But my caretaker's ready to leave me because she said she's not getting paid. She's getting paid a little bit here and there. I don't understand it, so I said I'll call.
Okay, so you currently receive services?
Yes.
Your caregiver is Diane?
Yes.
Okay. So she needs to speak with Valeria.
I know, but she said she's leaving messages and Valerina's not getting back to her. She said she's left messages, but this Valerina's not getting back to her. I just don't understand what the problem is. Like, I waited so long to get help, and now...
She looks like she was only paid for one day, but... Yeah, she definitely wants to talk. Yeah. Or 2 days, maybe. Give me 1 second. Let me see if I can get Valerie on the line. Hold on. Hi, Lisa.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to connect you to her supervisor.
Okay.
Okay. All right, hold on.
Thank you.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Sedano from First. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name's Lisa Bozak.
Hi, Lisa. How are you? Can I help you?
I'm okay. Yeah, so my caretaker is Diane McGrath, and she's warned me that she's not getting paid for some reason. And Valerina keeps saying she needs this and she needs that, and my caretaker said she's been handing everything in like she was meant to do, and I don't know what the problem is, but she's ready to leave me, and it took a long time for me to get a caretaker for myself. So do you know what's going on? I mean, is she going to get paid for this, or
I'll have to check in the system. This is the first time I received a call. Let me check in the system so I can let you know what happened.
I've been calling for the past couple of weeks, and someone was meant to get back to me, but never did.
Hold on. Lisa Bozak, right? Hold on. Lisa, yeah, I'm checking here in the system, and I noticed that the caregiver was having issues with the clock in and clock out. She was clocking in and out, but out of range. So that's the reason why she got paid like a short payment.
Well, she told Rowley, or whatever her name is, that she had a glitch or something with her GPS. But she tried to fix it. Could you tell? She clocked in and clocked out for my address this week?
Mm-hmm.
She said she fixed it, I thought.
But there are clocks really, really far from your house, and when there are glitches or something like that, it is just like some blocks. But there are clocks really, really far from your address.
Like how far? I mean, she only lives in one side.
What is this?
Something's going on, but it's got to be straightened out because she's ready to leave, and then now I might have to find a new place and a new caretaker. I don't know what.
But we can stuff you with a different caregiver.
Yeah, but why didn't she get paid? Why didn't Valera stay on top of this visit?
Yeah, because there was multiple. Well, actually. Since the second visit, all visits were clocked in different places and not in the patient's address. That's why. And she was informed about it.
She was right?
Yeah, she was informed about the clocking out of range.
Yeah, I know. But Valeria told her from the beginning it was fine that her GPS or something wasn't working, and she had a in timesheets or something. I don't know. But do you think you just call Diane and straighten it out with her so she doesn't leave? She sent so much work for me. I mean, because I'm almost blind, and I need help.
I understand you, ma'am. So that's what I'm asking you. We can start looking for someone, like, immediately. If you need us.
I know, but I wanted Diane. It's still not fair.
Yeah, ma'am, but I mean, if she's going to work, she needs to clock in and clock out in your home at your address.
Did it work this week where she clocked in and
clocked out? Let me tell you, there are two clock-ins and clock-outs from the Wednesday and Thursday that are actually from your address. So how the other clocks were not registered when those were registered correctly? Like, it is not a glitch. She needs to clock in and clock out in your address.
I don't know anything about it. I really don't. But do you think you could call her and straighten it out with her?
That's why I'm telling you. I can call her and let her know, but There are actually two successfully clocks in the system at your address. But all the orders that she is asking to get paid are not in your address. That's why she didn't get paid.
Well, can you call her and talk to her? Maybe she got the thing fixed. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I understand you. I understand you, but I can call her and ask her if she wants to continue, but if not, I'm literally asking you if we can find you someone so you can have someone next to you and helping you with your needs.
I know, but I gotta have someone right now. But anyway, okay, you'll call her then and try to straighten it out.
I'm gonna call her and see what can I do. If not, I'm gonna let you know so we can find someone. Okay.
All right. Thank you kindly.
Thank you. Bye bye.